Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
We are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans chapter 8, verses 16 to 17. When our favourite sport team wins, we say, "We won." What do you mean, we? You weren't on the field. You didn't get tackled. You didn't throw or kick the ball. You didn't even score a goal. What do you mean, we won? You mean that because the team you support and identify with won, you won too. There's an important spiritual truth here for you as a redeemed child of God. When Jesus died, you died with him. When Jesus arose, you arose with him to walk in newness of life. The difference between you and the team that won is that you will never actually be an active part of it. But when Jesus won at the cross and you actively accepted him as your Savior, God positioned you in Christ. Today, he sees you clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Paul explains it this way. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Did you get that? As a redeemed child of God, you are an heir of everything your Heavenly Father owns. And it gets better. We're also joint heirs with Christ, meaning that whatever Jesus is entitled to, we are also entitled to. When you understand this truth and begin to walk according to it, you start to identify and claim the blessings God has promised you in his word. These blessings include such great things as grace, forgiveness, healing, provision, guidance, strength, etc. Your identity in Christ entitles you to all of these things.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.